Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
Hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And as we come before you on this evening, once again, we come before you with the word of God, coming with the anointing, under anointing, and with the presence and the spirit of God within us. We desire to come forth with the word of God, truly unadulterated, uncompromising, and real word of God. Lord, we just thank him on today. And as we continue to move forward, we want to continue to ask you to pray for us as we all grow stronger in the Lord. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And as we come before you today, once again, God bless you, 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 and you. And if no one's told you today, I'm going to tell you, I love you with the love of God. And without any further ado, let's go forward and praise God. Continue reading the word of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day again, we pause to say thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. Thank you for carrying us thus far. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us of our unrighteousness. Thank you for providing us with every provision in which we have, that of what we want, what we desire. And we thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no ways, opening doors that no man can close. And as we continue to trust you, Father God, as we know Proverbs 3 and 5, and lean not to our own understanding, but trust in you in all our ways, we ask that you direct us, lead us, and guide us throughout all of what we do, that we do not that of foolish things, but we do that which is wise in our sight of the Lord. Help us to serve and worship you with our heart, whole heart, mind, and soul, in Jesus' name. We thank you, praying for our families, our siblings, our aunts, uncles, friends, and all of our relatives, our children, our wives. We just ask that you just protect and bless each and every one of them. And I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you bring protection from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we also pray for the men and the women of God that continue to bring your word with effectiveness and with the truth. We pray for those ministers that play music, those that sing. We thank you, Father God, those that clean the church, those that witness in fellowship. We thank you, Father God, for the layman. We thank you for all those that are in dire need of help and deliverance. We pray for each and every one, black, white, red, brown, no matter what nationality, what age, what creed. We ask for each and every one to be blessed and forgiven of their sins in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, as we be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory, dear God. We say thank you in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Once again, praise God, each and every person that's listening on today. I want to thank you for allowing us to come into your home, come onto your phone, to continue reading the word of God. We thank you. We ask God to continue to bless you and protect you in Jesus' name. Once again, I want to give honor to God first and foremost, who is definitely the head of my life, in the name of Jesus, who's delivered me and healed me from the wretched man and what I used to be, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a riotous, a hater, an angry person, a violent man to his wife, and just a very inappropriate guy. And I thank God for delivering me and healing me from what I used to be. For I'm clean and sober on today. I may have issues with profanity, but I ask God to continue to deliver me from that. I ask God to heal me from that. For I'm not perfect, but yet I know that he who is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And I share that with each and every person on today. I thank God. And then I want to give honor to my wife, who is Lady Diane Shaw, who's very, very blessing and very wonderful. And I want to thank God through me and let the world know as to the advancement and the increase of her mentality and attitude coming by way of the Spirit of God that's within her brings her and elevates her to another level, for she is truly beautiful in every way, inside and out. And we want to thank and honor Lady Diane Shaw. She is truly a gift of God. And in the name of Jesus, I want to thank all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even into our archives. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name for joining us on the reading of God's holy word. Praise God. We're currently in chapter 2, Kings. I'm sorry, 2 Kings chapter 16. I'm sorry, 2 Kings chapter 16. Praise God. And as we continue reading the word of God, we thank you for your continued prayer and support and listening on to what we share on today. Now, we thank you in Jesus' name. We also want to keep in mind that we come Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in the name of Jesus as we continue reading the Word of God. Monday through Friday, we read the Word, and then also we come with the Word of God, a message on Sunday, praise God. And we also have a minister, Andrew Orlando, out of Los Angeles, California, praise God, who also is invested in ministering here with David and Diane Ministering. Ben, we thank you for his support and his continued bringing the Word of God, which comes every Monday, praise God, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That'll be 6 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 9 o'clock on the Eastern Coast. And then we look at also at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. So once again, thank God for joining us as we continue to move forward reading the Word. And without any further ado, let's continue forth reading God's holy Word. 2 Kings, chapter 16. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was in the right sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. And that time Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elath, and Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there until this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the land of the king of Syria and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and the gold that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for the present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Syria hearkened unto him. And the king of Syria went up against Damascus and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Tyre, and slew Rezin. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Erijah, the priest of fashion of the altar, and a pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. And Erijah, the priest, built an altar according to all the king Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Erijah, the priest, made it against King Ahaz come from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offer thereon. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering upon the altar. And he brought also a brazen altar, which was before the Lord, for the forefront of the house from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And the king Ahaz commanded Erijah the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and the meat offering and the burnt offering and all the blood of the sacrifices. Brazen altars shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Erijah the priest according to all the king of Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases and removed the laver from off them, and took down the seed from off the brazen oxen and went under it and put it upon the pavement of stones. And the covert of Sabbath that they had built in the house and the king's entry without turned he from the house of the Lord from the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, and they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah. And Ahaz slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hosea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. Did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the king of Israel that were before him. Against him came the Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hosea begat his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hosea, for he had sent messages to the king of Egypt and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hosea, king of Assyria, took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them to Hela in Heber by the river of Gaza and in the city of the Medes. And so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt. from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statues of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places and did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them and wrought wicked things that provoked the Lord to anger. For they served idols. Wherefore the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your father and which I sent to you by my servants and the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and their testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain, and went after heathen, the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them, that they would not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served Baal. Caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantment and sold themselves to the evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandment of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. He rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them sin against great sin. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of the sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Syria until this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutta and from Ava and from Hamath
and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake with the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions against them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from tents, and let them go to dwell there, and let them teach them the manner of God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own and put them in the house of the high places which the Samaritans had made. Every nation in their cities wherein them they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sekhoth-Benna, and the men of Cus made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Amalekites and God Sepharvaim, and they feared the Lord, and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the house of the high places. They feared the Lord, and served their own gods, after the manner of the nations, whom they carried away from tents. Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourself to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, whom shall ye fear? And him shall ye worship, and him shall ye sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do for evermore. And ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. But the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the land of all your enemies. Howbeit, they do not hearken, but they do not after their own former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and served the graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers. So do they unto this city in this day. Chapter 18. Pass in the third year of Hosea, son of Eli, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves and broke in places the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For all to those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it. And he called it Nehesheb, trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he cleaved to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandment, which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered with whatsoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. He smote the Philistines even unto Gaza and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchmen to the fence city. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hosea, son of Eli, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria to besiege and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years, they took it. Even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hosea, king of Assyria, of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria and put them in Hela and in Heber by the river of Gaza and in the city of the Mebes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant. And all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, old Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced city of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended, return from me that which thou puttest on me, will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the God of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria said, Tartan and Resiris and Ripshekah from Lachish, the king Hezekiah, with a great host against Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper
pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, there came out of them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, and Rebshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Thou sayest, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength of the war. Now of whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Now, behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust on him. But if ye say unto him, we trust in the Lord our God, is not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges of my Lord, the king of Assyria, and I will deliver thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. Now then, wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Eliakim, the son of Eliakim, and Shebna, and Joah, and unto Rebshakeh, speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for my understanding it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rebshakeh said unto them, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the walls, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rebshakeh said, stood and cried out loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, here is the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of the hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered unto the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, make an arrangement with me by the present, and come out to me, and then eat ye every man of his own vine, and every one his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his cistern until I come and take you away to the land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil, olives, and of honey, that ye may live and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah when he pursueth you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Has any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hemna, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord shall deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. And the king's commandment was saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe of Joha, the son of Asa, the recorder of Hezekiah, with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Amen. That concludes the reading of chapter 18, 2 Kings. Praise God. We truly thank you in Jesus' name for joining us on today. We ask that in the name of Jesus, continue to be blessed as we continue reading the Word of God and return back on tomorrow. Praise God, with the continued reading of 2 Kings chapter 19. We thank you for joining us. And remember, we love you with the love of God. And loving the Lord is wrong. I don't want to be right. Be blessed.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to punch anybody, just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?